Track 10 and our final news track. Indian restaurant is best in region. An Indian restaurant in Newton Abbott has been named as the best in the Southwest at a recent industry award ceremony. Eastern Eye has been named the best Indian restaurant in the Southwest at this year's Asian Curry Awards. The ceremony, which was hosted by journalist and presenter Samantha Simmons, saw the team from the Newton Abbott restaurant travel to London's Grosvenor House, where they were presented with Asian Curry Federation's Asian Restaurant of the Year Award. "We're absolutely delighted to have received such an award, and all credit goes to our dedicated staff who absolutely deserve it," the restaurant said. "Also, our heartfelt thanks go out to all our customers for their continued support."
First phase of park project celebrated. A celebration has been held at Stover Country Park to mark the completion of the first phase of improvements made through the Restoring Stover Park project. Invited guests attended the event to officially unveil a number of schemes. The visitor centre, which has been extended and upgraded, was formally opened along with a newly built community workshop, which will be available for use by Stover Country Park volunteers and community groups. A photographic exhibition created by volunteers from Newton Abbott Photographic Club was on display in the visitor centre to show the progress of the Restoring Stover Park project to date. During the launch, guests also explored the conservation work which has been carried out on the historic Grade 2 listed gatehouse, as well as learning about the desilting project at Stover Lake.
Fundraiser in memory of RN Ally volunteer. A group of staff from Dawlish Community Hospital will be taking part in a sponsored walk in memory of a colleague's late husband. The hospital team is raising money for the RNLI after the death of crew member Andy Berry, who died this summer from heart disease. Andy's widow, Charlotte, was a well-loved physiotherapist for many years at the hospital. Healthcare assistant Kevin Matthews, who is part of the group, explained, "We all knew Andy and were deeply saddened by his passing. He was an amazing chap and we wanted to do something for his memory and support Charlotte." In August, the hospital staff took part in the Race for Life and there is now a hospital running club. The hospital team's 8-mile walk will be from Tynmouth to Torquay along the coastal path. The walk will leave Tynmouth Lifeboat Station on Saturday, 30th of November at 10 a.m. Collection buckets have been provided by the RN Ally and they can raise money along the way. The latest fundraiser was the idea of Deputy Ward Matron Helen Thatcher. So far, £500 has been pledged and donated. Andy spent his working life with the Navy and since retirement had many interests, including volunteering for the RN Ally, where he was a rescue boat launcher.
And there's a new town councillor. There's a new face at Newton Abbott Town Council. Businessman Paul Parker has been co-opted to serve as councillor for the Brunel ward after the seat fell vacant. Councillor Parker, an independent, saw off competition from 6 other candidates, winning the required proportion of more than 50% of the ballot among sitting members. He said, "I'm so pleased that a majority of the councillors actually want me. I'll try to serve the community and help with any problems they may have."
Eat up and be merry. Tasty treats were tempting the taste buds of Tynmouth residents last Saturday when the Eat Food Festival came to town. The one-day family-friendly festive food fair took over the Triangle and Wellington Street in the town centre with a wide range of gastronomic goodies to try and buy. The festival's aim to bring a great range of producers and products into the town, mostly based within a 30-mile radius, with a few exceptional and hard-to-find products travelling in from further afield. As well as an array of edible products, the crowds also enjoyed street entertainers and even the Grinch, whose cynical anti-Christmas grumpiness didn't ruin the proceedings. EAT festivals are a not-for-profit social enterprise that aims to connect communities with the productive landscape that surrounds them, which is good for local business, food producers, and for families.
Book examines rail line breach. A third book in the series, Dawlish and the Railway, which follows the complicated relationship between the railway and the town, has been written by local author David Alanak. Published by Dawlish Local History Group, Dawlish and the Railway, 2014 Breach and What Followed, covers a devastating breach in the railway line at Dawlish in 2014, what happened and how it was repaired. The first two books in the series covered the railway in the town in the 19th century and then from 1901 to 2013. The new book covers the period from 2019, when plans were implemented to protect the line around the station from future storms and address the problem of cliff falls. The book is available from Crafters and the Museum.